Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rum Chata, a delicious, creamy blend of horchata with rum. It's best enjoyed over ice or in your coffee. Rum Chata, delivering vacation vibes any way or anywhere you drink it. Find out more at rumchata.com. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025, Agave Loco Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, November 10th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I don't have to tell you what today is. Today is the day we've been waiting for. Honestly, when the schedule came out, I think it was the first, like, circle it game. The Kansas City game week two, certainly a great game. The opener, always exciting. But let me tell you, in terms of, like, middle of the season, not beginning of the season excitement. Eagles, Packers, Lambeau Field, tonight in Green Bay, 8:15 p.m. Yes, that is what is on the schedule. We have a game day podcast for the Go Birds Daily, and you love these. You got to feel like they got to be undefeated on the day of game day podcast, right? Because I feel like it's normally only primetime games, and they almost always win in primetime games. But man, I am excited. I've been in Green Bay for a little over 24 hours now, actually more by the time this is in your feed at 4 a.m. And I'll say this. It is super, super cold. I tweeted out that it was super cold. I walked to get some tea from my hotel, and it was freezing. It was like in the 20s. It was windy. It was miserable. And some Wisconsin weather guy tweeted back at me like, oh, it's only 31 degrees. This is nothing. Like, yeah, buddy, nothing to you. It is super, super cold for anyone else that lives here or that is in the that is in Green Bay for this trip. I've seen Eagles fans everywhere. Honestly, I've seen way more Eagles fans walking around than I have seen like other humans. Like Green Bay people must just be staying inside of their house because everywhere you look, it is midnight green and Kelly green in downtown. Green Bay. Fans of Philly flew an entire plane of fans over here. And you can see that they are out and about trying to enjoy Green Bay. But yeah, it is super, super cold. And it is going to be super, super cold for the game tonight. The real feel is going to be in the low 20s. There is a chance of snow. I don't think there'll be much snow if there is any, but we could definitely see some flurries. So look, it's going to be cold. I feel bad for the players that have to be out there. Shout out to the fans that are going to be sitting in the stands tonight. But as we know, and as I hear all the time when I say I want to build a dome, people don't want to do it. It is going to make for some great theater because it is going to be Lambeau Field. It is going to be a huge game with playoff implications potentially down the line in terms of a tiebreaker or at least, you know, having that win over the Packers. So let's get right into it because, man, I can't wait to get to Lambeau Field tonight for this game. And I'm sure everyone is going to be killing time all day waiting to get, as they say, to Monday night. So some late breaking injury news on Sunday as Jaire Alexander was ruled out for the game, did not travel to Green Bay with the team. Now, my understanding of it is this is about him learning the defensive system, ramping up, and just wasn't ready to play in a game. I think you could probably compare it to how Brandon Graham didn't play after he was signed right away. Now, you could say, well, Elliot, Brandon Graham was retired, and that's true. Jaire Alexander has essentially been retired with the Baltimore Ravens. He didn't play at all. Now, he was practicing, and that's a major difference. But I guess the way I would look at it is this. Like, is it a big deal he's not playing? No. But Jalen Phillips is playing, and he just got traded. Michael Carter is playing, and he just got traded. So obviously something else is going on in terms of him either just not ready to play physically. Now, he did say he was ready to play, but he's not even traveling. And they're saying he still needs to learn the defensive system. So again, the Jaire Alexander trade was a shot in the dark. It was a hope that he could be something. And I think there still is upside. Like, I truly do. And I think with him, with Christian Parker, will be interesting. But yeah, no Jaire Alexander tonight against the Packers. Won't even be in Green Bay. A late decision by the Eagles. So this will definitely be something to monitor leading into the Detroit game next week to see if he's ready then. But after being essentially a healthy scratch all season with Baltimore, he is essentially a healthy scratch in his first game with the Eagles. So just wanted to get that late breaking news in. Back to our originally scheduled injury news. So first up, let's get to the injury report. Obviously, this came out over the weekend, but in case you were out enjoying your Eagles-free weekend and just enjoying not having football on Sunday, Cam Jurgens officially out of this matchup with that knee injury, which means it'll be Brett Toth starting at center. Brett Toth played well, I thought, in his last game. All the players say he's a more natural center than guard, and I think we've seen that in his play. So the Packers don't really have great pass rushing defensive tackles. I think you could see them put Micah Parsons inside a little bit, potentially to try to take advantage of the Brett Toth matchup, but it will be Brett Toth at center. And then also questionable for this game, Jacorian Bennett with a pectoral injury, Willie Lampkin with that knee/ankle, and Nolan Smith with a tricep injury. Now, what's interesting is Nolan Smith is going to play. He will be out there, but I'm pretty sure they still need to make a roster spot for him or for Bennett if they decide to bring Bennett back as well. I don't think you'll see Willie Lampkin active for tonight or on the roster. That would be pretty surprising. But maybe eventually down the line he can come in and be that extra offensive lineman. Or honestly, can you imagine a six-man offensive line group with Willie Lampkin in at fullback? Wouldn't rule it out with his versatility and the size that he is. Seeing him at practice this week, he's a small center. Like, you look at him next to Mylata, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson, even Fred Johnson, and you can see why he certainly does not have tackle ability. He is an interior offensive lineman. So, Cam out. I would guess Jacorian Bennett, Willie Lampkin, more so Lampkin, not playing, and Nolan Smith will be there, so we will see who they end up releasing to make room for him. My guess would probably be A.J. Dillon, which is tough because he's going back to Green Bay. That's a tough spot for him. But they'll probably sign him to practice squad. He'll probably be on the sideline in Green Bay. All right, as for the Packers, they are also missing a few key players as edge Lucas Van Ness, who's been out for a few weeks with a foot injury, is not playing. Cornerback Nate Hobbs out with a knee injury. And then they have a few questionable players with Matthew Golden and Dontavian Wicks, both wide receivers, each questionable for the game. Golden with a shoulder injury. Dontavian Wicks with a calf injury. Both questionable. We'll see if they're able to play. Would be big losses, obviously. They're already very thin at receiver. Jaden Reed still on IR. Tucker Kraft, there is a tight end, but he is their top option in the passing game, or at least has been so far this season. They're both out. So it'll be Romeo Doubs. It'll be Christian Watson, who's been back. But if they don't have Golden, they don't have Wicks, that would be big losses. My guess is both probably play, but we'll find out closer to game time. And then offensive tackle Zach Tom is questionable with a back injury. My guess is he will play, but man, oh man, that would be a big time loss for the Packers if he doesn't play. So the Packers enter this game pretty banged up, like no Jaden Reed, no Tucker Kraft, no Lucas Van Ness, no Nate Hobbs. And then, like I just said, Golden Wicks and Zach Tom all questionable. The Eagles, comparison, enter pretty healthy. Obviously, Cam Jurgens not playing, but they should have all their defensive guys and all their other offensive guys. So coming off the bye, the Eagles are in a pretty good space for this big-time matchup tonight. All right, let's, before we get into the rest of the pod stuff, shout out to everybody who has made a donation to my Touchdown for Books book drive that I'm doing with Treehouse Books, a local nonprofit in North Philadelphia. We are now over $10,000 in donations. Man, you guys are simply the best. Eagles fans continue to be the best there is. And shout out to some recent donations that we've gotten from Anthony Castaldo, Joseph Costa, Mark Bashford, James Demerlis, and Francis Albury. And then a special shout out to Adam Borchers for his super, super generous donation. So if you've ever listened to this pod and said, man, Elliot, you really butcher players' names, shout out to all those names I probably just butchered. I tried my best, but thank you so much for the donations, guys. It means the world to me that you guys have taken the time and taken, you know, money out of your wallet to make a donation to this local nonprofit. I've been working with them for a few years. They do such amazing work. They do so much work to get books into the hands of young children. If you have a kid, if you once were a kid, which obviously you all were at one point by definition, reading is super important when you're young. It's super important to an indicator of future success. So thank you to everybody that has donated. And if you haven't yet, you still have a chance to win a Zach Bond signed football or a shirt should be released any day. I know she's working on the design now, by local artist Dewani Soraya, the current leader in the clubhouse, for the Zach Bond football. Gorham 6'10 ball guy, his team has raised over $1,000. Joe from Jersey, the Italian Stallions, is over $500. And the WIP afternoon show, who told me they were going to win this, is at $331. So thank you to everybody that's donated. If you want to donate, if you're able to donate, if you want to try to win either of those prizes, check out the link in the description, and the details are there for how you can do it. All right. Let's get into some news as we enter game day, as we are in game day, and we are coming off of a Sunday of football. And as normal, Sunday morning, there's always interesting reports from the national reporters. And as always, they're almost always focused on the Eagles. So with Micah Parsons set to face the Eagles tonight as a member of the Green Bay Packers, Adam Schefter of ESPN is reported on Sunday that when the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers, they put a poison pill in there that essentially made it really, really hard, if not almost impossible, for him to be traded to the Eagles. So here are some details on the condition. Quote, the previously unreported condition states that if the Packers decide to trade Parsons to a team in the NFC East, the Eagles tried to trade for him in the summer before being rebuffed, then Green Bay would owe Dallas its 2028 first-round draft pick, sources involved in the trade told ESPN. The poison pill condition also was used on Kenny Clark, the other player involved in the trade, according to sources. Side note, who cares about that? Leaked sources said these poison pill conditions clearly were put in place to block Parsons from winding up in Philadelphia, not far from where he grew up and one day wanted to play. The poison pill conditions apply to this season in 2026, according to sources, meaning the Packers don't have a clear path to trade Parsons to another NFC team until 2027 at the earliest, end quote. So, interesting condition to put in there. I mean, if the Packers are trading for Parsons, they're likely not trading him in 2026. I mean, you think you would at least get 2025 and 2026 out of him. And so really, this feels like more of a performative poison pill to put in there just to make sure that the Packers wouldn't just almost instantly flip him to the Eagles. If you remember, the Packers did this, I think it was with Brett Favre when they traded him to the Jets, making sure that he couldn't go right to the Vikings. Now, if we all remember, Favre ended up on the Vikings one day. And the question is, will Parsons end up on the Eagles one day? Being out here in Green Bay, let me tell you, I can't imagine Parsons is super excited to spend the next few years of his life as a member of the Packers. Now, he just signed a huge contract, so he's not going anywhere. Obviously not this season, and I would think not next season. So 2027 is, you know, the year where you could potentially see him moved. I don't think he'd be moved that quickly, but you never know. Things don't go well this year. Things don't go well next year. He's already shown he's willing to force his way out of somewhere. So could he end up on the Eagles? I don't think the poison pill really does much in preventing it because, as stated, it really wouldn't matter until 2027 anyway, and he wasn't going to get traded there. But what it does show is the Cowboys remain in huge, big-time fear of Howie Roseman and the Eagles, and you can't tell me that this was not put in there specifically for the Eagles. Could he have gone to Washington? Sure, Dan Quinn is there. Could he have gone to the Giants? Unlikely, but you never know. This was about the Eagles. This was about making sure that Micah Parsons did not have the Saquon Barkley moment in Philadelphia that Saquon had in terms of winning the Super Bowl, in terms of being a dominant player. And Jerry Jones is clearly petrified of that. It also speaks to the fact, if you're a Packers fan reading this, like, clearly Micah wanted to go to the Eagles. And clearly, you know, I had my skepticism at the time that they would have actually traded the draft assets to get him. But when you take into account the Myles Garrett thing, they are clearly big game hunting for an edge. And clearly, Micah, I think, would have rather been in Philadelphia than Green Bay. So interesting, poison pill in there. And interesting that the Cowboys remain afraid of the Eagles acquiring Micah Parsons. Now, the other part that has come out recently was at the trade deadline. We all know the Eagles were looking for edge rushers. They end up trading for Jalen Phillips, who will make his debut tonight for the Eagles against the Packers. But Myles Garrett was a name they were interested in. Myles Garrett was asked recently about the idea that the Eagles were willing to trade 3 first-round picks to get him. And here's what Myles Garrett had to say about
it. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
True. I think y'all were more concerned with the trade deadline than I was. I didn't even know what day it was until someone told me. So me, I was just concerned about being home, seeing my family, being able to get back, see each of my family members, see my niece, get to be home and be around my parents. That was much more concern to me about any. More than any news that I was hearing here. Again, I got nothing to do with me. How we and the Eagles choose to talk about and to talk to Andrew about, that is a no concern until they, bring me into the room. And until then, I'm focused on this team. But I haven't heard any of those talks. I don't read into any of those talks. And, I have a team to help lead and help, try to find a way to win every week and focus on the Jets. I wasn't concerned with anything involving a trade with me or anybody else on this team. I was just focused on getting right, feeling better, getting my head in a better space after the week before and trying to find a way to continue bringing it every week. He does that, then I think we all kind of look around and say, we're kind of letting it go. We're falling into a rebuild instead of focus on this year and trying to find a way out of this hole that we dug ourselves. So he still believes that we can win. He's shown that we're sticking with these guys in this locker room and continue to be invested. So we're happy to still be together and we got to make the most out of it.
Sounds to me like he wants to be an Eagle. Like the way he says Howie, I think there is a good chance Myles Garrett will end up on the Philadelphia Eagles because it's not going to be Micah Parsons. They're not going to trade Myles Garrett this year. Obviously, the trade deadline is over. But this offseason, they'll probably reconvene and say, we should probably move this guy. Now, the interesting part of it will be, how has Jalen Phillips played? If Jalen Phillips has been awesome, maybe the Eagles re-sign him. And then you have Phillips, you have Nolan Smith, you have Jalix Hunt. And look, you always need Myles Garrett, but maybe you don't feel a need to spend those three first-round picks. But it is clear Howie was big-game hunting for an edge. It has been for the past year, and I think he will continue to look for that big edge until they get that position established and more proven players there. Now, that could be the case by this offseason. Jalen Phillips could be proven at that point. Nolan Smith could be proven. Jalix Hunt could be proven. You never know. But yeah, Myles Garrett, it sounds like he's going to be traded. To me, it's clear he's thought about going to the Eagles, and we'll see what ends up happening with that. All right, let's get to tonight's game, because tonight's game, not only is it a big game, it's prime time, it's Lambeau Field, playoff implications. It's the Tush Push Bowl. And let me tell you, there are so many Eagles fans out here in Tush Push sweaters, in Tush Push shirts. It's going to be, when they run it on Monday night, and they likely will, there will be a standing ovation from Eagles fans. You will hear the cheers, and I'm sure the Packers fans will go ahead and boo it. Well, Nick Sirianni was asked if going into the game, the Tush Push will mean a little extra to him when you consider that the Packers were the team that tried to get the Tush Push banned over the offseason. And when asked about it, there was a few questions there. I'm going to play them all in a row. Here is what Nick had to say.
What favorite Tush Push do you remember more than maybe any other?
The ones that get first downs. Yeah. Not necessarily. I don't. At some point I will. Maybe when it's all said and done, at some point I will, but not right this second. I love everything that goes into making it successful and making it work, just like any play that you go through. And, you know, it starts, you know, in the classroom, then to walk through, then to practice, excuse me. So, it's just, there's so much that goes into each and every play, that I think that not a lot of people would understand of how much goes into each and every play. Figuring out why to run it, when to run it, the detail that is that in the coaching points and the fundamentals that are needed to execute each play. So that's what we focus on.
You like that it gets under people's skin?
Not necessarily. I don't care. I don't. Again, I try not to get wrapped up into things that are out of my control. And so I don't have an opinion either way. This is the rule. This is what we'll play by with the rule, and we'll go from there.
Has it occurred to you this week that the Packers submitted the proposal?
I don't get wrapped too much into that. No.
Yeah, like, come on, Nick. You're lying. You cannot tell me that Nick Sirianni doesn't have some extra motivation in this game because of that. And when they get a tush push in this game, and when they convert it, the cameras will be on Nick, and depending on the part of the game, you will see Nick do a gesture. You will see Nick celebrate. Like, of course, we have seen this with Nick before. He said it wasn't a big deal that the Giants beat him and it was no motivation there in the rematch. And we heard players say it was a big time thing that he talked about. Like, it is going to be a thing tonight. And when they run it, it's going to be a big deal. And I think Nick's lying. And I think that they'll do something petty off of it. I think they'll run it in a weird time. I think they will do, something, whether it is running it on a first down at one point. And they should. I am all for them being petty about this. I am all for them making a point. And I think the tush push is going to be talked about quite a bit tonight. Okay. So the other thing that Nick talked about that I thought was interesting was going to Lambeau Field. And this is another time where I think Nick was doing his Sirianni thing, not really giving his honest answer. So here is Nick talking about playing at Lambeau Field tonight.
Not really.
No?
No, I don't get wrapped up into that. We play at a lot of great, great places. This place, no exception, obviously this place has the history that it has and have a lot of respect for that. But our job is to focus, to lock in, focus. I mean, the Link's an awesome place to play each and every week, or 9 or 8 times a year. So, if you get yourself wrapped up too much into that, I think it takes away from the things that you need to focus on. I have a lot of respect, though, for the history there and what's happened there and the great teams and players that have played there being around for so long, but our job is to go in there and to focus on the things that we can focus on and control, and I try not to get myself wrapped up too much into that.
Again, like, I know Nick is not trying to make more of what it is. I know that Nick doesn't want to, make the players think it's a huge deal. But come on, Nick is a big time NFL fan, a big time football fan, a big fan of history. And he's never coached at Lambeau Field, right? When you think about it, 2020, they were here. Obviously, he wasn't here for that. They didn't come in 2021. And at both times they've played the Packers over the past few years, have been at home. So he's not coached at Lambeau. And I know when Nick walks out on that field, he'll think about it. Now, what he does say in there is true. And that, I know he's kind of greasing up the Eagles fans there, like complimenting them in terms of, making them feel good about the Link. But like, it is true that they have played in big time games, in big time environments, on big time stages. So while I do think there will be a cool part for Nick of being at Lambeau Field and coaching at Lambeau Field, I also don't think it is something that's going to like distract him or anything. I just think it's a cool moment for him. And look, I hope he enjoys it. He's a student of the game. He's a guy that loves history of the NFL. He should enjoy being out there tonight coaching at Lambeau Field. All right, finally, Nick had something interesting to say, I thought, about Christian Parker, the Eagles defensive back coach. We've talked about him a lot on here. I think he's a future defensive coordinator, and he's done an unbelievable job with the Eagles. So Nick was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Players that he's coached.
Yeah, I think the quickest way us as coaches, earn trust is through knowledge, right, and through the players knowing as we get to spend time with them, that we can help them get better as football players. And I think that's always, I know a lot of people say they got to know you care first. What I think, though, is that when you have that knowledge of football and you can help them get better, that opens up the door to a better relationship. All right. So I kind of have a different theory on that. And so, the knowledge of the game and him being able to help these guys get better, his track record of doing so, and then the connection that opens up after that. So, Christian's done a great job. I'm happy he's on our staff. And I know he'll continue to do a good job.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But Christian Parker, I do think, like I said, great coach. The results speak for themselves. And I think he's reason to believe that potentially Jair Alexander could be a good player for the team this year. Him and Jair Alexander have a history together from Green Bay, ironically enough. But I thought what Nick said in there was interesting and a kind of a different look on how Nick views player relationships, right? Like, we all know Nick values player relationships. He talks about it a lot. But I thought him saying in there that, you know, it's first about making the players better and then it's about the personal connection is an interesting twist. I think sometimes it's like making the personal connection first, and then from there, you know, you have that connection with the guy. But Nick's right. Players value coaches that can make them better. And by that, we mean players value coaches who can make them money. Because the better you are as a player, the more money you make. This is their professional career, right? Like, everyone wants a boss that can make them better because it makes them more money. Everyone wants a boss that believes in them and that gives them chances because that makes you more money. Christian Parker is making these guys money. He has made Quinyon Mitchell money. He has made Cooper DeJean money. He has made Reed Blankenship money. He has made them better. And by making them better, he has made them money. And I'm sure that helps with their personal relationship as well. So the Christian Parker stock, I would buy it now. I think he's a super bright future. And I thought it was interesting hearing Nick talk about that part of it. Like, Nick has made guys money. He's made AJ Brown money. He's made Jalen Hurts money. He's made a lot of guys on offense money. So Nick has made the players better, and as a result, I know that they really like Nick and they have his back. But of course, that is more of a big picture thing. And today is game day, so it's not really a big picture day. On the other side, we are going to talk about five key matchups in this game for the Eagles as they try to go out to Lambeau Field tonight, get a win, move to 7-2, and really kind of stamp their spot as a number one team in the NFC. So we will get that to that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my son, Milo.
There's no Milo here.
Who picked up my son from school?
Streaming only on Peacock.
I'm going to need the name of everyone that could have a connection.
You don't understand. It was just the five of us.
So this was all planned.
What are you going to do?
I will do whatever it takes to get my son back.
I honestly didn't see this coming. These nice people killing each other.
All Her Fault, a new series streaming now only on Peacock.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, so Eagles, Packers tonight. And as me and James talked about on Saturday for Go Birds Radio, which is in your feed if you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, I feel really, really confident about this game. I actually think the Eagles are ready to put on a show. I think with the bye week, with everyone healthy, with the team coming together, like, we're going to see the best performance of the Eagles season so far, which of course means they'll probably lose and I'll look salty, but I feel very, very confident about the team in this game. And one of the reasons I feel confident about the Eagles in this game is I don't really think they have a ton of problematic matchups. I think in past games this season, especially this season, actually, there has been clear matchup issues. The offensive line's not playing well. They've gone against teams with really good defensive lines. The cornerback spots have been a problem, especially at number two spot. They've played teams that are deep at receiver, and that's just not really the case in this game. So let's look at five key matchups, though, that I think they should be able to dominate, and as part of these matchups, some problematic ones, nothing super problematic to be completely honest, but just five key matchups for the game for them to win tonight. All right, first up, obviously, we talked about him at the beginning of the pod, Micah Parsons, and I'm just putting Micah Parsons versus Jeff Stoutland because I think you will see Micah Parsons line up all over the field. Obviously, he's an edge. He lines up on both sides. He'll line up on the left and the right, so you will see him go up against Lane Johnson, and you will see him go up against Jordan Mailata. Now, in the past, Jeff Stoutland has come up with plans where they've kind of run the ball away from Micah, where they've done the read option to his side. Like, they have done different things to make him think and to make him hesitate so that he can't just be like the fully disruptive head, 100%, 150% full steam, like going in one direction. So making him think has been something that has worked somewhat for them in the past, but he does have 5 sacks in 7 games against the Eagles in his career. So he has been a productive player, but I think you'll see Parsons go all over. I think you'll see him on the interior, especially with Cam Jurgens out. I think they're going to want to get him potentially inside against Tyler Steen and Brett Toth. And I would guess that when he's in there, they will double team. Now, the good news is the Packers don't really have any great interior rushers. They do have Rashawn Gary on the other side as an edge. He's a very good player. He plays on both sides. So Lane and Mailata tonight are going to see Parsons and Rashawn Gary each. It's not like, some teams like the Eagles actually, have Nolan Smith line up only on the left side. Jalen Phillips is lined up only on the left side. Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary line up on both sides. So from an offensive line perspective, they have to prepare for both of those guys. And I think that Micah Parsons tonight, the key will be knowing where he's at pre-snap and having a plan in place. He's going to make plays. He's Micah Parsons. It's going to happen. But the key is to make sure he doesn't wreck the game. He's going to get his moments. You just can't make it so that he is effective against the run. He's effective against the pass, and it's really impacting what you do. So Micah Parsons versus Jeff Stoutland, in making sure Stoutland has a plan in place, and I'm sure he will. He's maybe the best offensive line coach of all time, certainly the best offensive line coach in Eagles history. No offense, Juan Castillo. That I think that they'll have a plan in place. But Micah Parsons versus Jeff Stoutland and the offensive line, obviously a huge one tonight. All right, next up, A.J. Brown versus Carrington Valentine. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I do not think the Packers secondary is that good. I don't care what the stats say. They played bad quarterbacks. Their defensive line has helped them. I'm not impressed by the Packers cornerbacks. And A.J. Brown will be going up against different ones. But Carrington Valentine has been their best corner this year. And getting A.J. Brown back tonight, you know they're going to want to get him the ball. You know he's going to want to get the ball. You know it's going to be something that is talked about if he doesn't get the ball. And if things go especially poor tonight, which I don't think they will, we will certainly be on A.J. Brown alert to see if he posts anything on social media. So A.J. Brown versus Carrington Valentine, get A.J. the ball early, one-on-one matchup, slant routes, like make sure that when he has a chance to get the ball, you get him the ball. And I'm not saying you have to go like not look at other options. Devontae's been awesome. Dallas Goedert's been awesome. But we know that A.J. is the best receiver on the team, and getting him involved is absolutely huge. So A.J. Brown versus Carrington Valentine tonight, a big matchup. All right, let's talk about the Eagles' defensive line in a matchup I think they could take advantage of. Moro Ojomo versus Aaron Banks. And as the case with Micah Parsons, I'll add a few other names to this. The Packers' interior offensive line is not that good. Elgin Jenkins, their center, is very good. But Aaron Banks, their guard, and Jordan Morgan, their other guard, are only average. And Aaron Banks has been a disappointment as a free agent signing. Now, my guess is Jenkins is going to double-team Jalen Carter. So if Jalen Carter is lined up across from Aaron Banks, you'll probably see Jenkins lead that way. If Jalen Carter is lined up across from Jordan Morgan, you will see him lean that way, which means there will be one-on-one matchups for Moro Ojomo, for Jordan Davis, and the other defensive tackles that get in the game. So Moro Ojomo, though, is the player I think has to take advantage of it. He is having an outstanding year rushing the passer. He is on pace for more hurries than Milton Williams had last year, and we all know Milton Williams was a big player that got a big-time contract. Moro Ojomo is going to get a big contract eventually. So when he's lined up and he gets those one-on-one matchups versus Aaron Banks, when he gets those one-on-one matchups versus Jordan Morgan, Moro Ojomo has to win them tonight. And obviously, when Jalen Carter gets one-on-one matchups against Aaron Banks or Jordan Morgan, that's when he has to especially dominate and get that big paycheck he has coming this way. He has been better as the season's gone on. I still don't think he's had that breakout game. He certainly has had games that by any other defensive tackle definition have been very good, but I don't think he's been the breakout player yet. So Moro Ojomo versus Aaron Banks / Jordan Morgan, a big-time matchup in this game. All right. Now let's talk about the secondary. Quinyon Mitchell versus Christian Watson. So Christian Watson has had only two games this year. He obviously suffered a big time injury last year that caused him to miss the beginning of this year. But since he's been back, they have been throwing the ball deep to him. And we talked about it this week on the podcast that they love to throw the ball deep. They do it more than almost any team in the league. And they are more successful at it than almost any other team in the league. Our good buddy Jimmy Kempski of Philly Voice pointed it out this week. They have been in the top 10 of completions beyond 20 yards, and they've been closer to the top 5 in each of the past 3 years. So they like to throw the ball deep, and they like to throw the ball deep to Christian Watson. Christian Watson, 6'4", 4'3", speed. He is a big-time player down the field. Now, we know Kelee Ringo, for all of his strengths, you know, physical, all those things, playing the ball in the air is not his strength. And so if they get Kelee Ringo versus Christian Watson matched up one-on-one, that's a matchup they're going to want to take. So if I'm Vic Fangio, I strongly consider having Quinyon Mitchell follow Christian Watson and let Keeley deal with the other guys, Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, like Matthew Golden, if they play, right? Let those guys deal with them. But Christian Watson deep, the Packers don't have a consistent enough passing game to constantly make plays. Christian Watson, big plays down the field, is how they will be able to move the ball. So I would put Quinyon on him and make sure you don't let him get those big plays down the field. All right, finally, the fifth matchup. Jalen Phillips versus Rashid Walker. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, Elliot, that's not really the matchup he'll see a ton, because if he plays on the right side of the field, then you're going to see him against Zach Tom. But we know that Jalen Phillips is going to not, I would be surprised if he's only on the left side of the field tonight. If he's only on the left side of the field, then he won't see Rashid Walker. But if he does go to the right side, then he will see Rashid Walker. And Rashid Walker is the worst of the two Packers tackles. Assuming Zach Tom plays, and I think he will. If he doesn't play, then man, oh man, the Eagles' edges could really eat tonight. But Rashid Walker is the worst of the two. And, you know, if Jalen Phillips and Nolan Smith stay on the left side, then it's a big matchup for Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, and Brandon Graham. But I think you will see Jalen Phillips and Nolan Smith on the field together tonight. I think you'll see Jalen Phillips do some snaps on the right side. I talked to him and Nolan Smith in the locker room this week, and both of them feel confident they can go to the right side if they need to. Well, if they do tonight, big chance to have a big game in his debut for the Eagles if he can go up against Rashid Walker. So Jalen Phillips, ton of pressure on him tonight. I was asked on CBS this week, like, who has the most pressure on them tonight of all the new guys? And it's clearly Jalen Phillips. People are ready for him to make an impact. People are ready for him to show why the Eagles made him their big trade deadline acquisition. And I think he is going to have a big game tonight. So as I started this by saying, I think the Eagles are in a great spot with this game. I think it's going to be a fun game tonight. I think Eagles fans are going to feel awesome at the end of it, which means with how my takes normally go, maybe it won't. But I feel good about it. I feel good about the matchups, and I can't wait to get to kickoff tonight. As always, right after the game, me and James will be on the WIP YouTube page talking about the game, so come hang with us there. If not, the postgame pod will be in your feed, as will the daily pod. So go out, try to kill time until tonight, but tonight's going to be a fun one. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.